This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we've been talking about it, and we are finally here. University of Miami, first day of full pads live, and can't wait. Can't wait to see everything from spring football, and now they've added some more transfer portal players, and we get a chance to see everybody on the field after a week without pads. All day, Dan Day with us this morning in the studio, and of course, Woody back here. Can't do anything, Woody, without having you right here with me, my man.
It's good to be here, man. It really is kind of crazy. Like, you get in the building this morning, you see Cam, he goes, man, it's football season. Like, it's here. It kind of snuck up on us.
It was the weirdest thing. Cam was running sprints.
Really?
I just thought it was weird. And he used to run 40s, and now he's running, like, 60s and 70s because the field's not 100. But he gets most of it. It's incredible to watch. But anyway, it is the first day of full pads, and, you know, I'll be honest, first of all, we didn't get to see Carson Beck throw it during spring football. He's coming off the injury. Everybody's raving about the way. He even said, I was a little juiced up the first couple of days and wanted everybody to see. And everybody, let's be honest, you come off that and everybody's kind of, you know, we got Carson, but, you know, everybody's like, I can see he played catch because you saw the video that came out. But you kind of want to see him make all the throws. And then you're going, damn. And then the calls started coming in. Oh, yeah, he's fine. He makes all the throws. So anyway, got brand new wide receivers, got a brand new secondary, got a new defensive coordinator, a lot of new people on the coaching staff. So we'll have a chance. Mario Cristobal is going to join us in just a few minutes. We're letting him finish up something between recruiting that he's working on right now and working out. That guy never stops, man. He got one phone just for recruiting. He got another one. I don't even know where the wife phone fits in with him. I just think he goes.
He's got to have a portal phone, though, too, right?
Yeah, well, the portal phone. Yeah, the portal phone. You're probably right.
Phone,
that,
yeah,
may be, that may be separate. But, yeah, so anyway, we got all that stuff. Hey, by the way, the Dolphins in Chicago left yesterday for the first preseason game coming up Sunday. And these guys, these riders, so they come out with a depth chart. They come out with a depth chart, and like five or six guys that are number one are out with injury. How much time do you think everybody puts, and I see these guys critiquing, oh, I can't believe this guy hasn't moved. How about, like, look at the roster and realize Mike didn't put a lot of time into this thing, nor did anybody else for who's playing. And we're going to find out in this first game, a lot of guys don't play anyway. So, besides the guys, I was looking, Austin Jackson, they had starting right tackle in the depth chart. I go, well, he's out a few weeks. Andrew Meyer, who's had a nice camp, backup center, he's out. Darren Waller hasn't started practicing. They've got him at number one. Alec Ingle had a concussion. He's out. And Ashton Davis, they had starting a safety. How do you start a safety when you're walking around in crutches?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I was like, okay, you guys really want to get into this, but why don't you guys save this one? This would be a good one, though, to start paying attention in about 3 weeks. You can
So that's still a league rule that they have to put the stupid thing out, right?
They do. Yeah. It's not their fault.
Yeah, I can't stand those things either. But it's good. Look, it is good for the writers because they get,
it gives them something to promote, hey, depth chart, Dolphins depth chart, surprises to tell you about coming up. You know, make sure you read this. So anyway, that was kind of the whole thing with it. And, hey, man, we're, like I said, Marlins lose Marlins win last night 6-4. What a hell of a game, too, boy. Watching the Astros, had the bases loaded late, saw one of the greatest plays I've ever seen by a pitcher. Did you watch any of the game last night? Pitcher comes off the mound with the bases loaded, slow roller to third base, makes a great play, picks it up, throws it home, gets a guy out, and then second baseman makes a great play going back on the ball. End up getting out of the jam and get a win. So they hit the road now for 11 games in 10 days, including 5 with Atlanta and a doubleheader coming up this Saturday. So we do have a lot of stuff.
So you got your Saturday planned.
Well, my Saturday's going to be
you're in Chicago.
Yeah, I'll be in Chicago.
Nice.
I'm leaving tomorrow after the show for Chicago and get up there and get all the guys back together.
You didn't do any of the touristy stuff like we talked about? Go to like Navy Pier?
No,
ride
stop
the Ferris
talking.
Wheel or anything?
I don't want to do any tourist stuff when
you
I go
do that
for
by
a
yourself?
Football trip. You keep like I have to go to Niagara Falls because you think like I need to go to Niagara Falls. It's been 40 years. I don't want
to
go see Niagara Falls.
Maybe someone
there's
will
been days
you
off.
Going.
By the way, we're going to get up there and there's a lot of time because it's a night game. Yeah. It's a Thursday night game. I don't want to go to Niagara Falls.
All right, it's fine.
But you take your family up there and let me know how it is.
I still think you should do the 8-mile picture when you go to Detroit, but that's just me. I think it'd be a great picture. You have your arms feel folded,
badass. I know you want me to do all that stuff.
Wear the M&M hoodie.
Hey, so this thing with Mario, 10-3 last year, 7-6 year before, 5-7 when he got here. And boy, he makes changes. If there's ever a problem. They went out, I think they added 7 guys to the transfer portal for the secondary alone. 7 new players to come in. He doesn't mess around. Whether it's coming out of spring football or it's just in recruiting and development, if he sees something that he thinks is not where it needs to be, especially after last year with all the problems the secondary had, he jumps all over it. But he's got a lot of new guys, man. A lot of new guys in a lot of new places. The defense all of a sudden's got a ton of experience because of the guys coming back. Can I give you one guy I'm really looking forward to playing? I think he's going to be a key to this season. Justin Scott. 5-star. First of all, you want your 5-stars to look in year 2 like a 5-star. And it's his time. It's his time. One of the highest rated recruits we've had around here. And he comes in, and it's year 2. So he kind of got the high school thing out of him, and you work out here for a year, and your body looks different, your mind works differently. But I think defensive tackle Justin Scott is a big, big piece to this thing. And the reason I bring it up, because Notre Dame is going to try to get nice and physical.
Yeah, they're going to try to hand the ball 50 times.
If they could, yeah. And they'll throw the pass in there and try to get you one-on-one and hope you'll cheat up a little bit and they'll catch in a coverage they like and try to hit a big play. Yeah, but they're about time of possession and running and long drives and chewing up the clock. And by the way, it worked for them last year because they were able to damn near win the championship.
Well, I know we spend a lot of time talking about the offensive line, but the defensive line should be one of the better units in the country, you would think.
For who?
For the Hurricanes.
I have to see. I mean.
But you would think with the names at least.
Offensive.
On paper, but listen, offensive line, I know.
Okay. But. I mean, you got a guy that's probably a first-round pick at right tackle. And Nez Cooper coming off a real good spring. Everybody's been raving about him. You get a top transfer portal center in Brocker Meyer, and it goes on. And then I'll tell you another guy. And it's a little bit like Patrick Paul. This guy's probably bigger. Markell Bell at left tackle. And he got a lot of playing time last year, got to play a lot at left tackle. So he got a lot of experience now coming back this year. And then we'll see what happens at the left guard position, if that's going to be a Matthew McCoy position or not. We'll find out. But they got some depth, got some young guys, got some real good recruits coming in. So we'll talk tomorrow, Cristobal, about a lot of those things.
That game is, what, 3 weeks from Sunday?
3 weeks from
Sunday. Am I right
Sunday?
On that? Three weeks from Sunday?
3.5 weeks, right. Three and a half. Man.
Better get those ticket requests in order.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
People are going to be bouncing off the walls for that game.
You know, it hasn't been the Notre Dame. I've been getting calls because of our fan base, Florida Gator tickets.
That's the tougher one right now?
I mean, there are no freebies. You got to buy them, but you.
Well, Notre Dame fans spend money.
Cam, by the way, anybody needs tickets out there, I just call Cam down here.
Yeah.
I hear
he's got a lot of them.
Cam's got like 100. He can get you in so you don't have to go to the secondary market and, you know, pay more. And if Gators call him, he said he's just going to jack him.
But isn't that the thing with Notre Dame, though? Their fans spend a lot of money, right? That's why they put them in the playoff every year.
Well, that's a dumb comment.
Well, that's why, because their fans spend a lot of money.
I think they won a few games
good
in
for
the playoffs.
Business. A lot of people like to watch them on TV, so that's why they put them
in the
playoffs.
Is that what we're going to do all day? You're just going to do the popularity thing? Is that what we're going to do today?
With Notre Dame, yeah.
You don't think Notre Dame was like
– They were all right.
Yeah. They played Ohio State right to the end of that game last year before – Yeah, you got to laugh about it because it sounds so stupid when you said that. It did.
Anyway, they're hyping that matchup between Arch and the receiver for Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah Smith.
Well, listen, the one guy deserves it,
man.
Jeremiah Smith had a freshman year like nobody's business.
They go, which guy is going to be more impactful in that game? Poor Arch. I actually feel bad for the guy.
He knows what
I know. I know he knows what he's getting into.
I know everybody, and I saw everybody's comments that, like, Arch, you know, is on. Arch grew up in that stuff, man. He's a five-star recruit coming out. His grandfather, I'm guessing, I mean, that's the quarterback family of football.
Better not throw a few picks in that first game.
Oh, no, I listen.
I'm
not disagreeing. If first time he has a bad game, everybody's going to just, yeah.
I'm guessing that's a feisty fan base.
But I give him credit, man. He's asked all these questions at the big – at the SEC meeting, I had to think where Texas was for a second. And he goes, hey, guys, I played two games. I started two games. You guys got me going as first overall pick, and the Saints taking me because they're going to be so bad. He says, calm down a little bit, please, please. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here. Got a lot of guests coming up. Mario Cristobal is going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes, but we got some business to take care of before we get to that. I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. I know Steph wants me to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic because he's now a client as well.
Oh, is he?
Welcome to the club,
you
Steph.
You got him in?
He was there when I was there. And I went, Steph, we high-fived each other.
Really?
And I go, I knew it. I knew you had a problem, and you're taking care of it, brother. And Steph was, like, all embarrassed and stuff. It was beautiful.
Nice.
I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers.
I look forward to talking
morning.
About that later, by the way.
See if we can embarrass Steph a little bit.
I just drove in, by the way, on my new Equinox EV.
Hey, man, welcome.
I absolutely love the
I
thing.
Knew you did.
I'm in the Chevy family now. It's just amazing. I plug the thing in. It's like a phone. I just plug it into the wall in the garage.
But it makes no
and I
sound.
Zoom
What's
in.
That like?
It makes like a sound, like a floating sound, like a UFO or something.
Well, I got to tell you. You hit the hottest thing going in the South Florida Chevy family right now, the all-new Equinox and the electric Equinox, now known as the Woody Electric Equinox. It's on fire, man. You're looking for a midsize SUV that's got plenty of space, convenient driver tech, and a fantastic look. Boy, you look no further than the all-new Equinox. You'll get everything you need. Still one of my favorites, speaking of the SUV family, which South Florida Chevy dealers will tell you, these are the best overall products we've ever had. The 2025 Traverse, right underneath the Tahoe. Listen, I still went out and got myself another Tahoe. I like all that space. But I got to tell you, if you want to just downsize it a little bit, the 2025 Traverse, while you're out looking, make sure you take that bad boy for a little test drive because you're going to love it. All the space you need for a nice vacation for the family and yet a little bit smaller for you if that's important. Now, I want to get to the big boys, the Tahoes and the Suburbans. Can't beat them. You need all that space for all the kids and all the sporting events and that last summer vacation, man. You can't go wrong with a Suburban or a Tahoe. They're fantastic with all the space you could ever need. And still the great cleanup hitter, the Silverado truck. It's like they custom make a Silverado truck perfect for your lifestyle. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back inside the Carroll Sofer Indoor Practice Facility here in Coral Gables. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, and we are live here at the University of Miami. First day of pads, and like seems like every year since Mario's been here, we've been able to come out here. And he joins us right now, Mario Cristobal. Coming off of 10-3, 5-7, 7-6, 10-3, the big jump. You know the number that, looking at some of the numbers last night, this is only second time in 20 years. University of Miami's won 10 games. You know, it just, I was shocked. I was like, nah, I can't. Yeah, I've been down here. I guess, and you start looking at it, but you got to feel a lot better the way this thing's flipped around. I know it didn't finish the way you wanted, but you look. And what you've added, and we'll get into the transfer report on these recruiting classes, have been some of the tops in the country. You got to feel like at some point it's all going to catch up and come together.
No doubt. I mean, a ton of progress, a ton of hard work. And at the end of the day, like you mentioned, when you mentioned that 20-year, that span, at the end of the day, I'm a Miami Hurricane, and I was pissed off, and I wanted to come home and fix it. You know, and I think the more we get everybody in that mindset that we owe Miami, because Miami's been pretty damn good to us as former Hurricanes, as to our community, to our city, the better off we're going to be. And that's happening. And it shows in our roster. It shows in our progress. It shows in our GPA, our draft picks, our combine invites, you name it. And certainly our record. And we are, for us, we're just getting started. We're not even close to being in any way, shape, or form content. So you're going to enjoy today, man. We got your pads and your helmet ready for you.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm looking for, I think we're all looking forward to hearing more and more about the team. So you know what it's supposed to look like, and I know you always go back to that, like, okay, that looks like some of the guys I've coached in the past that are playing in the NFL. You feel like there's more of those guys, teenagers, as well as some of the guys that are a little bit older on this team.
Absolutely, especially in the trenches, right, where it starts and ends. So we see that, and we're starting to see more than starting to see. You're starting to see legitimate depth where it's built to last. It's built for us to get better and better as the years go on. And then you see young, but you see dynamic playmakers out on the perimeter, both on offense and on defense. Guys that could play man coverage, guys that could win one-on-one matches, big tight ends that could run and knock your back.
And you've had some good ones.
Yeah, and then Kabicha can also stretch the field. So all in all, the roster has made so much progress, and everyone's got a ton of confidence in these guys.
All right, so you come out of spring. We got all the spring stuff, and you take a look at something from the year before, and you are not afraid to hit that transfer portal and heavy at certain positions like that secondary and what you've added coming back with the experience of these guys. Some of them SEC guys, Tennessee and Auburn and some other schools, but going out and finding those guys to add the depth from what you had a year ago.
Well, it was no secret. Down the stretch, we had a tough time covering. And, you know, you got to do things to mask that, right? You got to keep everything in front of you, but anyways, that's behind us.
Yeah.
But we had to get better personnel, too, because if you do, then you could do some things. You could do different things. And we had to get it in numbers because that was certainly an area where we had not reached expectations from a recruiting standpoint. We just didn't. Or development standpoint, both. So if that's the case, you know what? Modern-day football lets you fill the holes in a couple different manners, and the portal is one of them. So, brother, if it's there, we're going to use it. Even if we're good at a position and there's a guy that can make us better, whether it be in high school, Japan, the portal, we're going to go get the guy.
Right. So the number one question I get all offseason about you guys is, hey, we need to get to see Carson Beck throw during the spring. How's he throwing it? We all saw that little video of him playing catch a few months ago. You got to see it. You've seen it all offseason since he's been given the green light to throw the ball. He's been out here now. How's he throwing it?
You know, he missed spring, but he was cleared about 10 days right after spring. So he had all 8, 9, 10 weeks of the players and their own OTAs, their player-led workouts. And he's had every single practice and every single rep as well. There has been no limitations since May. And what we've seen is exactly what we would hope we would see. And we're pushing the envelope. We think sky's the limit for him. We think we have a great version of him. He's had tremendous experience in the past. And he is beyond fired up, enthused to be part of this. So every single day he approaches it with intentionality, with purpose. And you'll watch today and you tell me what you think.
Oh, I can't wait. No, listen, that by itself, just to see him, he's a class act. We had him on at the ACC. Everybody had their mind made up of what he might be like. And he's all business, but at the same time, very, very respectful guy. You lost four wide receivers and a tight end, one of the top tight ends in the country last year. You worried at all? You hit the transfer portal as well as development.
Not worried, confident. I think every year college football is, I wouldn't say it's completely a one-year team that you're coaching every year, but there certainly is a lot of transition and a lot of change. And we recruited really well at those positions. Not overly deep, but deep enough. And what we've seen so far in practice with the combination of the older guys we brought in from the portal, the younger guys that we signed, and then the leadership of a guy like C.J. Daniels, I think you're going to be really impressed with the way not only he performs, but the way he rounds up those guys and keeps pushing that unit forward. He's been unbelievable. And we've been, like, our offense, we continue to evolve because we know, obviously, everyone's going to put the bullseye on an offense that had a ton of production. We continue to evolve. I think we're going to keep getting better and better.
Yeah, and you had some guys. It was so good. How helpful is it? I should ask you, because when I was playing and you were playing, nobody was graduating early to come to spring football like they are now. You had damn near your whole class do it.
Well, not only that, guys are leaving high school a whole year early, not half a year, a year and a half
right.
early. Guys are reclassing and whatnot. It's the biggest advantage you can imagine. Imagine going through, you know, 7-8 months of training, of going through spring practice, your winter workouts, your stations, your summer OTAs, getting, what, 15, 18, 21 credits under their belt, knowing just process, where to be, how to get there. You just eliminate a redshirt year when you do that.
Right.
You're able to just come right in, especially at the, you know, some of the guys that we're recruiting, you could get those guys ready to play right away.
So we talked about the wide receivers and the secondary. You got a pretty good idea of everybody, or is it still to be determined between now and that Notre Dame game, or of who's be playing and who the key backups will be?
I mean, you have a general idea, but the truth of the matter is the best part about this entire team is that they do love to work. They do. They love to work. They love to compete. And we would never shut the door on anybody at any time of year as it relates to playing time. I mean, the more we play, the better of a team we become, the more buy-in it is to being a team. And, you know, we tell these guys all the time, this is the last time you're going to be part of a – I know we're headed towards a business model in college football, but still a team game, man. And there's too much, I would say, too much progress by a lot of young guys at a lot of critical positions. I mean, last night we were sitting there talking, going, holy crap, we had no idea this guy would catch on so quickly. But you know what? Hard work's paid off. Let's get him in the rotation with the ones, you know, in the next couple of practices, see how he responds against better competition.
One of the guys I'm really looking forward to, looking at the roster last night, is your defensive tackle, Justin Scott. Just his development from a five-star guy, great get, one of the top recruits you've had over these three great recruiting classes, and now he gets a chance to be a frontline guy. How much has he developed over the year?
A ton of progress with him. You know, it's his time, and he's ready. You know what gets him ready are those guys on the other side of the ball. Because they get, you know what, they'll get their pads down, they'll knock your ass around. And if you don't like that kind of life, you ain't going to survive in this conference and any conference in college football. So Justin has been, it's been a baptism of fire since last year, just thrown in there against an excellent offensive line. He's responded well. We expect a big year on him.
The experience factor of all the guys and that transfer portal, the one thing it brings, if everybody buys into your system, is they played some big-time football, a lot of these guys you have. How much does that help, especially on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, you got to have it. I mean, you can't have independent contractors that are strictly all assassins, right? Because those guys would have agendas and go separate ways. But, again, Corey Heatherman is a really he's an elite coach and individual and teacher. And that's the most valuable thing when it comes to coaching, right? A guy's got to be able to teach and connect. And every single day he finds a way to make those guys better, so their buy-in is really, really, really high. You'll see it in the forum and the way we communicate today, the way we run to the football. We're not all the way there yet, but, man, it's been exciting to watch that defensive progress.
You talk about elite. I'm always curious, and we're talking about Corey Heatherman, defensive coordinator that's you just got. What makes him special? Like, is it simplifying things so everybody can understand and doesn't have to think a lot? Is it still being aggressive, and what do you see from them?
Well, it's simple, and I would say consistency in terminology, coaching in sound bites and not in dissertations, right? If you have to talk a bunch, you're going to confuse somebody, right? We're talking about snap judgment and decisions throughout the course of the game. But he makes it simple and digestible for our guys, but complex for the other side. He's a conceptual and a progression teacher. Like Shannon Dawson, those guys teach in a progression, and they teach concepts so you could almost overlay, right, cut and paste to different formations, to different sets, to different looks up front that end up being a sim pressure or, you know, a zone pressure. So when you can do that and have things just relate to each other and have word association with it, I think you get a lot more mileage.
I know your focus right now is on this football team and getting ready for the start of the season. But that recruiting thing never stops, does it?
No, it will never stop.
So where do you find, as a head coach, and everybody talks about your crazy hours, and we have a little fun with it in the morning that your wife never gets vacations and stuff. When do you recruit? Like, what time do you go, all right, let me hit the West Coast for a while now?
You take advantage of every single second and minute. And you know what? You got to have people that understand that. Like, when we hire coaches – they and their wives, their spouses, they better understand that. This is not a hobby. It's not a check-the-box, punch-the-clock job. Like, dude, I'm gonna buzz you at whatever time necessary so we could get whatever done. So when we're sitting here with Joe Rose next year, he's going, holy crap, who is that?
Right.
And that there's one behind him and one behind him. That's the only way to get really good. It's become very different because, as you see, there's money involved now. There are, you know, there's no market stability. You don't know, right. You know, right? It's not dictated by anything. So you've got to be on point with your relationships, with your connections, with the communication. And it doesn't stop. You just got to, when you do take your family on vacation, which is not too long, you just got to find the windows. And you got to be willing to, you know, step away from what you're doing and handle it. It's, right. it's that simple.
You come in, the coaches poll just came out. You're 10th in the country, which means high expectations once again to finish at the top of the ACC. People notice what you're doing.
I think it means that exactly that, that we're being recognized for the progress of our program. And for us, it means that we have a long way to go. That's what it means to us. I wish I think every coach wishes these polls came out at the end of the season instead of at the beginning.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I think what's obvious and is – true as the day is long is that we've been busting our asses to get Miami to where it needs to be, and the progress is just, it's not going to stop. It's, and there's nothing that's going to stop it. So you're going to see us work today, brother, and you're going to see exactly why Miami continues to stay on that trajectory.
Every time I talk to you and I go, hey, Notre Dame's right around the corner, and you stay focused on that day. And you have to do that with this team as well and not get caught up like, hey, a little over 3 weeks, we're going to be playing one of the top teams in the country in Notre Dame.
Well, if we don't block and tackle and throw and catch better and secure the football better and disrupt the football better, it doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, and those are – I mean, I'm talking since the day I started playing football for Dennis Lavelle at Columbus High School. That was it. It was like right here, right now, like I want and need your full attention. This is what we're going to do. And eventually you get to that point in time where, you know, you change your focus. You're 10, 12, 14 days out. But until that, the whole world knows who we're playing.
Yeah.
Every single player knows, has had that circled, you know,
by
forever.
The way, you're playing on Sunday for a reason.
You know, and there's absolutely, when I say that, it's not on the wall anywhere. It doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't. What needs to ramp up is pride and performance on a daily basis in absolutely everything we do. And when your entire organization has that, then you know what? You're ready to do things the right way.
Yeah. It's incredible. As I look at this, this could be potentially, with everything, you had the great passing game. I mean, my God, the greatest passing and one of the best we've had in the history of college football with what you just did with Cam Ward in that offense. But overall, this team just looks, if everything goes the way you expect it, it could be a lot more balanced team at every part of this team. Do you feel that way looking at it?
Well, you know, Joe, last year we never got enough of attention is not really, you know, a big thing, but we were third in the country in yards per carry. Like, we pounded the ball really well.
No, now, you're right. We don't talk, and I'm guilty, too.
You know, no, it's not that. As I'm saying, but you just don't handcuff a Cam Ward when he can see the field, when he sees a hole in quarters coverage, when he sees a nickel leaning in too much or tipping his hand and spitting the ball out there for a big game. You don't. Sometimes it might bite you, but you're going to get a ton of big plays as well. But it's football, and if you have a guy that can do that, you do that. So there's another, you know, 25 plus 30 carries where, you know, we might end up, you know, 2 or 1 in the country in that. So we take a lot of pride in that, and we think we're getting better and better at it.
I thought it was great. Some of the greatest PR you've had over last year was great seeing you at the NFL Combine with a number one pick in the draft. You can't buy that you and how close he is and what this school meant to Cam Ward. You could tell by you guys from University of Miami being there. How fun was that being there during that time with that thing so damn popular now?
Oh, it was a blast. I've never been to Green Bay either. I mean, that looked like game day out there. That was absolutely nuts. And, you know, and I've missed three opportunities because Justin Herbert, COVID, so no draft, right?
Oh, then I thought you'd been before. I didn't realize that.
Penei Sewell had the biggest feast ever in Utah, and that was better than any draft party you could ever imagine. You know, and then we headed out this way when Kayvon was getting. So we never had a chance to go. So it was kind of neat that when we finally did, it was a number one overall pick. So we weren't there very long. All right. We were on a plane quickly after. But, man, I just watching that family, the reaction, Cam, the work, his teammates, just, you know, and the truth of the matter, you know, I think Arroyo should have been part of that first round as well. But that's all right. He'll work himself into having that type of magnitude with that team.
Yeah. Listen, and more to come. So it's, hey, by the way, real quickly, Reuben Bain. Coming back, got hurt early last year, but I just love Mezidorn and Bain on the outside to kind of start things and kick things off.
We do too. He's him and Akeem Mezidorn have taken upon themselves with our, you know, we've enhanced nutrition. You should have lunch over there today. I mean, you'll have abs.
The green shake.
You'll have abs by 2 o'clock today if you go over there. But those two guys have grinded themselves. Mezidor and him have leaned out, and they're both, you know, 350, 365, 370 power cleaners. So they're really explosive, powerful guys. They've been playing the best football they have since they've been here. So, and they've been grinding. And, you know, our offensive line, get after them. They get after the offensive line. I think you'll have a ton of fun watching that today.
I'll leave you this. The big guy, I always love talking. You see the one guy and you're going, man, that's the first guy coming off the bus, as Jason Taylor always likes to say. How good has Markell Bell looked so far?
He's been excellent.
Left tackle position.
Man, I'm going to send you a picture of him in high school and what he's turned into. You know, they even named the like triple cheeseburger after him in town, you know, when it was NIL deals. But he's down about 340.
Wow.
He's bending, scooting. I mean, those feet move fast. Those hands are really heavy. His balance and body control is off the charts. His knowledge of the game continues to skyrocket. Huge future for Markell Bell.
Mario, thanks, man. It's been a few minutes. I really
appreciate it, brother.
Man. It's great. Thank you for having us out here.
I'm going to give you a penalty flag, too. Anybody gets a penalty, you can whip it right at him, all right?
I can throw it down low.
Wherever you want.
Any kind of holding or anything. All right. All offense in today. All right. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. I want to thank Mario for spending a little bit of time with us this morning and go over everything. Getting ready to go, man. And right now, I want to talk to you about something that a lot of guys are going through right now. And I had to wait for Mario to leave to get him. But a lot of guys here. Atlantic Men's Clinic works, man. It works. ED, low T. You're going through it right now, tired all the time. Your energy level. Here's what happens. If you're not active and you're still eating the same amount of food, you gain 20 pounds in no time. That's what I've noticed. Sex drive, gone. If you're going through this, man, it doesn't have to be that way. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. You set up that first appointment. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with the professionals. Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do, man. They knock out ED and low T. Turn back the clock. Get everything back. Your energy level. Who says you get closer to retirement, it has to be on the couch falling asleep every night? No. You want to get more out of your life and your summer vacations and everything else, stop by Atlantic Men's Clinic. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Set up that first appointment. You don't have to tell anybody. Nobody wants to talk about ED and low T. All men get it. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
It's hot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, welcome back as we are live here at the University of Miami, the Carol Soper Indoor Practice Facility. And thank them for having us out here today. Get to watch practice and hang out a little bit. And then, Woody, I'll be up Friday afternoon up in Chicago for the Sunday preseason game. First preseason game for the Dolphins as the depth chart came out. Good luck, whatever it did, if you read it and I had any kind of reaction to it, then you're much better than I am, considering how many guys aren't going to play in the first week anyway.
Well, I hope everyone's reading our local papers, Joe.
No, I agree. We want
But, yeah, the depth charts are ridiculous. But I'll be honest, I'm looking forward to watching some preseason football this week, man. We're due.
So now
I know the games are not going to be good.
No.
And, but did you hear Aaron Rodgers, by the way? Aaron Rodgers said it's not real football.
No, I heard him. He goes, well, I guess I can say this. And then I heard him blast it last. I happen to be watching.
It's not real football. I'll play with Coach wants me to. But
So for Aaron Rodgers, okay. And now everybody's saying these practices are more important or just as important as a preseason game. So I don't think so. When you're a young guy right out of college, and we got a bunch of rookie free agents and a big draft class, I think they need to play in those games. You know, you're doing that. We talk about live football in practice has nothing to do with live football in a game. Nothing. It's a whole different level. So
Aaron Rodgers just craps on stuff just
for fun. No, I don't mind that.
I'm very intrigued.
That guy didn't play and he went out and won MVP. He didn't play preseason.
There's a lot of players I'm intrigued to see, not just with the Dolphins, you know, all over the league. Joe, be watching games all weekend. And, you want to see. And by the way, you guys see who stays healthy? Right, who makes it through? I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like every day we go on Twitter, and there's new guys.
Well, there's some guys not practicing, and we're getting a lot of this now. Well, we hope to have them back in a few days.
Yeah,
it's not real bad. So if you're nicked up at all, and this is one of the differences in old school and new school, and it's fine. I get it. And that is when we used to have 45 with no guarantees, and he said you're a little nicked up and.
Yeah,
and everybody goes, probably a good idea if you can practice. You just practice the best you can, and hopefully you can get healthy around it. Well, I don't know if that worked, but now these guys, like, they want to practice when they're 100% because they don't want to put anything bad out there.
I had people tweeting to us yesterday. They were panicked about the Tyreek situation.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, like, I get it. I get that concern, right? He misses practice, and – you know, Omar sends out that, you know, he thinks he left practice early the day before. And, you know, that stuff is concerning. And you see him waving everyone as he's getting on the bus or whatever. They put out a video.
So I would just say this. Everything he does, and it starts because he's a really good player. But second of all, I mean, he's a walking billboard for the national media right now. Everything he does.
Very polarizing. Yes.
Woody, everything he says. Whether he said he wants to coach and throw me the ball, wanted to punch him in the face. I mean,
he's had a really rough offseason, Joe. Starting from the locker room at the end of that last game, he's had a very rough, a very turbulent offseason.
He has.
And for the first time in his career, there's questions about whether he can still play at a high level.
Well, he has not done much in this camp, but I'm not reading into it a whole bunch. But
you know that. It's the first time in his career, I'm guessing, he's been questioned about his ability.
I would agree. Right? And part of his age, right? You're going, hey, you're 31. And he's going, 31. And a few months ago, I ran a 10-100. I think, I'm telling you, that's why he went out and ran those track meets. He wasn't worried about whether he's going to win it. He wanted to pop a good time against guys who run track full-time for a living.
But I think it goes back to what we were talking about the other day with the needing attention and all that. And
he definitely.
It's like, you don't have, like, he doesn't have anything to prove to anyone, right? Like, just go out and play, but. Yeah, I think he did all that stuff for that purpose.
And so, And the other thing, Woody, I'm just not reading into which veterans, like they said, he has had a silent camp compared to his first two camps. His first camp, remember, Woody, we're sitting there one day, and I said, I've never seen a guy dominate every day. Like, he's playing against guys at a different level. Like, he's playing as a college player, and they're all high school guys. It looked like that when he was running. He ran by everybody. He ran deep post patterns. He ran crossing routes. He seemed like he was always open by 2, 3, 4 yards and making a great catch. And his adjustment that he made, he makes great adjustments on the deep passes to flag him down if it's over the wrong shoulder. He's been a really, really good player. And this camp has been really quiet. Don't get me wrong, now he catches a few footballs, but he's not running over the top of everything. And
isn't that okay, though? Because, like, my concern with this team is, like, outside of your 1 and 2, who else is going to step up, right? Because how bad was it last year? Those guys are banged up, right? Tyreek gets banged up. Jalen's banged up. You need other guys. Like John, that's why Jonnu Smith had the monster season that he had, right?
Yes.
Like, you need other guys outside. Like, we talk about Tua playing 17 games. You think there's any shot Tyreek at this age going to play every game?
Well,
I think that's a long shot, realistically, right?
I will tell you one thing. He didn't get hurt much.
I know he doesn't.
You look at him, he plays.
But that position.
Don't get him on a lot of things, but that guy.
That position, though, man, that's tough.
So there is a big drop-off like there always is when you go Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, and then you look at Malik and everybody else, Dee Eskridge and all the other guys they're talking about that they like, and who could be the third and fourth and fifth receivers. And you're going, look at man, there's a reason Tyreek and Jalen's had a really good camp. There's a reason that they're getting all the money. They're paying them a lot of money, and they got to be a big part of it. So I don't need to see it every day in camp.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I leave that. I see people on top of it. Tyreek's had a real quiet camp. He has.
You don't like to see him leave early, though, or miss a practice. Because you never know what the injury is, right?
I can't believe he's doing – Hey, bud, how you doing? I can't believe he would do, like, they made such a big deal about him being late and leaving early.
I know.
It's hard for me to imagine. Now, he's already come out once and said he took his kids to swimming.
He's going to the bathroom, I think, by the way. Dropping the kids off in the pool. People helped us out with those.
Oh, they did? Is that what that was? Yeah, because that made no sense.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden – he's calling the soon-to-be ex-wife and going, here, let me take the kids here before practice. You're going to hang out a little bit here. Like, yeah, it made just no sense. So
but
maybe
isn't it
you're
funny,
right.
Though, we talk so much about Tua and the drop-off, and he's got to play 17 games. What about this guy, man? The drop-off, if Tyreek Hill doesn't play, is very significant. If you have Tua but no Tyreek, what happens then? How bad does it look then?
We need Tyreek Hill to continue to be the best player on the team. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some guys on a track to be really good on the defensive side of the ball, and can't wait to see what that's going to look like. But, man, Tyreek needs to be – he needs to get back to being that guy that is one of the three or four best wide receivers in the league. Not one or two, but he needs to be right up there with some of those young guys.
Can
roll
he be
pretty
up
good.
There with Jamar and Justin? And
those are two guys.
Names.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
yeah.
tough.
Get in their club. Get back in their club.
By the way, I don't know if you saw Orlovsky went bonkers on ESPN yesterday about McLaurin in Washington. He's one of the best guys in the
McLaurin's
league.
McLaurin's really good. Yeah.
So he was there when they were bad, and now you know they're good, and he's a big reason for it.
Well, he is.
And they're screwing around with him.
I gotta believe these guys aren't all gonna sit out, right? There's four really good players right now. I can't believe
the Dallas thing is the weirdest of them all because Jerry Jones, I guess he speaks every day. Does someone get him to talk every single day?
What are you going
to
do?
He digs the hole deeper every day.
He owns the team. His kid's there with him, but his kid does what Jerry tells him to do. He's got titles for everything on the team short of head coach. Yeah, I agree. And by the way, he does not change every friggin' day. Honestly,
and they're going to pay the guy, I assume, right?
I know Jerry's a marketing guy, but he does not come across in this thing. I don't know what the numbers are. And said, I'm used to doing handshaking deals, and And they're going, no, you got to go through the agent. You can't try to talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to you every day. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. We are live here at the University of Miami getting set for first day in pads. Want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck on the sidelines right now? Anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little bit too much on the booze. It happens, man. It's happened to a lot of guys, not just young guys going through hard times, but older guys too. Adjustment in your life, things have been down, going through a bad marriage, work things have happened. Hey, man, don't feel like you're the Lone Ranger. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care. Yeah, and music that gets through when nothing else does. No judgment, just results. And if you're ready to try it and get some great results, well, I'm going to let you know, most insurance is accepted. Time to call an Audible. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. If you're sitting out there right now listening to us and going through some hard times, Recovery Unplugged. Make a deal that can help you out. Heal out loud today.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.